The Crimson Fist by John French. Read by David Timpson. True strength is born in pain. Ancient Terran proverb. All time is unredeemable. What might have been is an abstraction, remaining a perpetual possibility only in a world of speculation. What might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present. Footfalls echo in the memory, down the passage which we did not take, towards the door we never opened. From burnt fragments recovered from the Alba archives, attributed to the ancient poet Eliot. We are future memories. When our flesh is dust and our dreams faded, we will be ghosts living in a land of legends, made real only by the memories of others. What we take with us into that realm of the dead, what we are remembered for, that will be the truth of our lives. Solomon Voss, From the Edge of Illumination. Prologue. The Night Side of Inwit. Can I bear this? My world has become a shrinking sphere of cold darkness. Within, there is only pain. Beyond it, there is nothing but hungering night. I cannot see. Ice has pooled in my eye sockets, my tears frozen against my skin. I try to breathe, but each sip of air draws razor edges through my lungs. I cannot feel my hands. Numbness is spreading through me. I think I am on the ground, curled on the ice, my limbs shaking more slowly with every fading heartbeat. The beast must be close. It won't have given up, and it has my blood to follow. My blood? I must still be bleeding. It is not a large wound, a clean puncture through my calf, but it will kill me all the same. I have trailed red across the ice dunes, trying to shut out the pain, trying to ignore the numbness, trying to keep moving. I failed. The cold is taking me, and the beast will have what is left. I cannot bear this. I was never going to succeed. I am not strong enough. The world is turning dark. The pain fading. There is a voice shouting out of the black distance. I try to hear what the voice is saying, but it is too far away. Hands grip my face. Pain shoots through my head. I scream. Fingers peel back my eyelids.
Alexis, you must move.
I see a face, surrounded by rime-caked fur. The eyes are blue, the blue of glacial ice. Helios! It is Helios, my brother! He is still with me. Behind his face, a blizzard fills the starlit sky with spiraling shards of white.
You must move now.
I feel him grip my arms and yank me to my feet. Bright pain flares through my body, jagged-edged, slicing and grinding with every movement. I scream again.
The pain is how you know you are still alive, shouts Helios over the wind.
I blink, trying to focus. The numbness recedes. I can feel my limbs again. There is no comfort in the returning sensations. Part of me wants to be numb again, to lie down and let my blood freeze. We stand on a narrow, flat ridge, crevasses opening to either side, its top sculpted into undulations of white powder. Around us, the fractured pinnacles of ice rise above the blur of the snowstorm like shards of flawed glass, dark blue in the starlight. The false radiance of the fortress moons shines down on us from beyond curtains of emerald aurora light. These
are the splintered lands, the night-soaked side of Inwit, which has never seen the sun. The cold is as constant as the night. The warriors of the ice caste only venture here in metal-plated environmental suits, but those who wish to join the Legion must cross this desolate place in rotting pelts and rags. It is a test, a journey through a midnight realm of agony. I have chosen that journey, but I will not see its end. There is blood on the ice, frozen hard, trailing away into the distance. Where is it? I say, looking at Helios. He shakes his head. Strips of rag hide his face, and the snow-caked furs magnify his bulk so that he looks more like a tundra ox than a man. I don't know, but it is close, he says, his voice muffled but still strong. I know that his hands are swollen and black with frozen blood, but the pain does not even reach his eyes. As I fade, he is unbowed. He is my brother, my twin in all ways, except one. He is stronger than me. He always has been. I would not have made it as far as this without him. And now I have failed him. He should leave me here. I am weak, and I will kill us both. He looks at me as if he heard my thoughts. Don't even think it, Alexis. I am not leaving you. I open my mouth, but the reply dies in my throat. Over the snow-laden wind, I hear it again, a low animal sound, like a breath released with a smile of anticipation. Helios has gone utterly still. There is a growl from behind me, a crackling purr that floods my veins with warm fear. The beast has found us. It wants me, I know. I am weak and bleeding, and it has already tasted my blood. There is another growl, closer, longer. I can imagine it slinking across the ice behind me, its muscles moving with delicate slowness, its colourless eyes on my back. It is waiting to see what I will do, judging its attack for the moment when it is certain, and while it prepares, it wants its prey to know fear. The growl comes again, nearer, and I can hear the soft noise as the beast slides its furred body across the ice. I try to make myself calm, to ready my failing muscles for movement. Helios keeps his eyes steady on mine. He knows what I intend. It is what he would have done. I nod once, very slowly. I hear the beast's claw scratch over the ice. In my mind, I can almost see its muscles bunching under its ice-dusted pelt. The beast roars as it leaps towards my back, the sound rising over the blizzard. I dive to the side, my muscles on fire. I am too slow. The beast's jaws close on my trailing left arm. It turns as it lands, dragging me across the ice. Teeth tear through my flesh. I can smell the rank meat stink of its mouth, the animal reek of its body. It flicks its head, my arm still between its teeth. I hear joints pop and agony flashes across my eyes. I do not even feel it as I slam back to the ground. It releases my arm and places a clawed paw on my chest. Ribs crack and needle-sharp claws touch my skin. There is a yell, and suddenly the pressure on my chest is gone. I scramble to pull myself away and look up. Helios is standing with his back to a crevasse, his body poised, arms spread like a wrestler. Between us, the beast coils on its six legs. Pale fur covers its long body from the snout of its shovel-shaped head to the end of its twitching tail. It pauses, assessing the new prey that has drawn its attention away from the easier kill. It tenses. I cannot see my brother's face, but I know that under the rag mask, he is smiling. The beast pounces. Helios is still. The beast's jaws are wide, its glassy teeth like knife blades. My brother moves at the last instant, pivoting as his arms come up to grip the beast's neck. He turns, and the beast's momentum spins it through the air towards the waiting crevasse. It is almost perfect. Almost. I start running, pain and injury falling away. The beast twists as it flies through the air, its forelimb raking flesh. The long hooked claws fasten on Helios's leg. The beast howls as both tumble together into the crevasse. I reach the edge in time to grab my brother as he falls. His weight pulls me off my feet. The beast's claws come free, and it vanishes into the crevasse, drops of blood following its panicked snarls into the darkness below. Helios is hanging from my hand. I am on my front, my right hand gripping a ridge in the ice, my head and left arm extended over the crevasse's edge. My brother is spinning at the end of my grasp, his hand locked around mine. My arm is a lacerated ruin, the flesh punctured and chewed in the beast's jaws, and Helios's weight is pulling the wounds into broad and bloody smiles. The pain is like nothing I have ever felt. Blood is running over our hands. My hold is slipping. Pain and fear have become one inside me. I will not let this happen. I am strong enough. I must be strong enough. I try to pull him up, and my grunt of effort becomes a scream. I cannot lift him. My right hand holding the ice ridge slips. I jerk forward, sliding further over the edge. Alexis. My brother's voice is so low that it is almost lost on the wind. I look down at Helios. His eyes flick to our hands, the frost-bitten flesh slick with blood that looks black in the starlight. I see what he already knows. My grip has already broken. It is his hand locked around mine that is holding him from the black void below. He was always stronger than me. I look back into his eyes. No, I shout. He opens his hand.